This is WRJX 359 Karen off of NV725 Repeater, acting as hub for the weekly Patriot Ladies Nest. Good evening, ladies. Any emergency situation takes priority, so please break in and we will promptly discontinue our check-in. We will break for a moment and continue again. Break. Please keep all of our Patriot Ladies in your thoughts and prayers, as some are... I know you prayer warriors are all supporting them and each other. Thanks so much for your love and support. Great. Tonight's inspiration is called Where You Belong. Dolly Parton was raised in a two-room shack with 11 brothers and sisters in the tiny East Tennessee hamlet of Locust Ridge. Dolly grew up to become one of the most talented and successful country music performers of all time. But she never forgot her roots, especially her family. After the death of her father, she observed, "I never knew how much I was a daddy's girl until my daddy was gone." If you're lucky enough to have a loving, caring family, make your affections known early and often. After all, this earthly circle doesn't remain unbroken forever. The best time to tell loved ones that you love them is now. The family. We are a strange little band of characters trudging through life sharing diseases, toothpaste, coveting one's another's desserts, hiding shampoo, borrowing money, locking each other out of rooms, loving, laughing, defending, and trying to figure out the common thread that bound us all together. Irma Bombeck. Tonight I will be calling each Patriot Lady by your basic call sign, 4 letters and 3 numbers. You've practiced your basic as well as your phonetic call signs for a while now, so please reply back to me in the basic format. We've learned that memorization of both formats of call signs are important. We're now able to receive and transmit accurate messages to our family, friends, neighbors, and our communities. Right? We've added more Patriot Ladies to our roster, so I will begin shortly saying your call sign and first name for each radio check. After your responses, I will move on to the next Patriot Lady until we've completed our roster. If you missed your radio check or if you have not participated before and would like to be added to the weekly roster, we will allow time at the end of the transmission for you to state your call sign and first name, and we will include you going forward. We will begin shortly. Great. This evening, one of our topics of discussion was brought up by 597 Jill. It was from the Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook, and it was talking about sanitation and hygiene. So I'll let 597 Jill expand a little further. And then also, Carol had a question and wanted suggestions on how to get rid of dung beetles in the house. So if any of you ladies have any of that information to offer, that would be greatly appreciated. So WRJX 597 Jill, are you out there?
WRJX 597 Jill, I read you loud and clear.
Copy that. I read you loud and clear as well. So would you like to go into a little more detail about the flyer that we've been talking about?
Oh, the Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook, which you can get from the Josephine County Emergency Management Advanced Pass or Jackson County Emergency Management, right? It is a booklet about, 50 pages. It has all kinds of disaster things, that everything you need to know, kind of, sort of, right? So I asked Bob, I said, what should we start with? And he said, what people don't talk about, sanitation and hygiene. So tonight we're going to talk about why it's not a good idea to bury your poop, right? And all the other wonderful things that you can do. We talked about, water filtration and purification. If your power's not on, how do you heat up your water, hand washing, and then emergency supplies, break. I don't know if everybody was able to read these two pages out of the book, but let's get some ideas and questions about what people think they should do and what they will do and any questions they have.
Copy that. Well, I found those sheets very interesting. One thing I found interesting on there was that the tip about liquid soap can burst, which I knew that, and solid soap can melt, so you can get pack soap. It's considered sheet soap in camping stores, so that's an awesome tip as well. So I will move forward, and if you ladies have any questions of Jill, then we will have her come back and comment. If you guys have any suggestions, that would be greatly appreciated as well. Great. At this time, I'd like to check in for WRMW211 Hope, Deborah, Sarah, and Betty. They were unavailable this evening. WRMY378 Robin, please keep Robin in your prayers. She was unavailable this evening as well. 359, moving to the next radio test. WRKP 710, Wanda, radio check for Patriot. 359, you copy.